The Washington Department of Transportation says it is possible we could be driving the Alaskan Way tunnel by October. Getting to this point has taken years longer than expected. Carolyn Adolf took a tour.
And yes, the tunnel is real. Nearly a year after Bertha completed tunneling, workers are installing a driving surface on the northbound lanes. And in the southbound lanes running through the upper tunnel, it's loud. The walls are being painted. And the ceiling is high and round, the way Bertha made it. Now testing of systems begins, ensuring sprinkler and ventilation systems work, and then connecting the tunnel to Seattle's streets. David Sowers is the State Highway Department's deputy in charge of the tunnel project. He says it could all be done, except for demolishing the viaduct, by October.
I mean, certainly things could happen. That's what their current plan is, and we're working very closely with STP to make sure that they can make those dates.
Accompanying journalists on this tour are the people who have been with the project from the start. They point to a line near the southern entry to the tunnel.
This is where it started, right here.
At the end, it's a monumental accomplishment. It's a huge engineering feat.
This is David Sowers.
And I know all the guys that have worked on it are really proud of what they're seeing.
Light at the end of the tunnel at last. In Seattle, I'm Carolyn Adolf, KUOW News.